Hey, girlfriend. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Healing Into Femininity. So today I want to jump right in with you, okay? So today I want to talk to you about how to actually start creating your dream life when you are currently still. You're struggling in a job that you hate, or you are in a relationship that is outdated, or you are single, but you know what you want, right? So depending on where you are, or even with your looks, right? You are in a body that you don't really like. You are looking away that you don't really think you are amazing. So I always say that what I'm teaching here on this channel are the principles of transformation. That means you can use those principles for all areas of your life, okay? So personal development or inner work, especially the way I teach it, is designed to help you expand on all levels. Because if you work on one part of your life, and it's important to focus, yes, but if you focus on one area of your life, you will automatically grow in the other areas as well, because you grow as a person, right? As a whole person. That is the beauty of seeing the person as one. Right? It's not compartmentalized. It's really seeing, I see you as one person. And if you start changing, and if you walk towards a goal in one area of your life, you will start changing everything. Okay? So let me give it to you straight today. This is going to be a short but quick and sweet video. So today I want you to, number one, this is when you're still in a situation that you don't feel like that's it, right? Number one, you have to know what you want. You have to know what it is that you want. And another version of saying that is you have to feel and see what it is that life is calling you towards, right? So I can tell you a little story about me. For me, it was always, let's say, when I, like 10 years back, I was in a corporate job. I was so proud of myself. I was the first out of my family. I graduated. I found the job very easily. I actually really easily manifested my first corporate job. I was in that job and I realized that's not it. That's not what I want to do, right? I never dreamed about being in a corporate situation. That wasn't my dream, right? People, I heard it somewhere and I loved it, where someone said, like, what is your dream job? I don't dream about working, right? I don't dream about working. I dream about other things. So I dream about world peace, let's say that, right? So I never saw myself in that environment, but I didn't know what it is that I wanted to do. It took me probably almost 4 more years to find out. And one thing that I learned, I heard it yesterday in another one's video, one of my mentors. And she said, it takes for a person to undo a negative pattern. So we all have these patterns, right? Patterns of thinking, patterns of feeling, patterns of doing, our habits. And this is what creates our life, right? So it takes someone alone. If you don't have mentorship, if you don't have a coach, if you don't have a guide, if you don't have a teacher, it takes the regular person to break out of a cycle like that in around 7 years. That was the number, 7 years. If you have a teacher, if you have a coach, if you have a mentor, it takes you only 1 year. That's the value of a coach. That's the value of a teacher. That's the value of someone who's already there doing what you want to do. It saves you time, energy, confusion, frustration, all of that. Okay. So, what I want to say is that it took me personally, it took me 4 more years to find what it is that I wanted to do. So, I tried out a few things. I left my corporate job and I told, like I said, God, help me find my way. So, I went out, did a few things. I want to fast forward it because I've told the story many times. And then I found my coach, right? I found my mentor. I went through the coaching program. I realized, boom, that's exactly what I want to teach. This is what I want to share with other people. Because, as I said, in that coaching program that I offer, yeah, and if you are wanting to change your life now, come over here, get the coaching, and let's work together. Okay. If it's calling you, I'm ready. Okay. So What I learned in that program is everything that I was, I, this could have taken me a lifetime to formulate it, and to realize it and to be sure and certain about it because there was so much input and I learned so much. Oh my God, I can't even like give you how I felt that day, that time when I went through the program. So I decided I want to be a coach too. I want to help other people realize their dreams, right? So say no more. I summoned up all the money and I invested it. And at that time, I was homeless. Trust me, that's the story, right? At that time, I was homeless. I was sleeping on my girlfriend's couch. I had no job. I had no money. I didn't know how to continue, but I knew this is what I wanted to do. So the money appeared, and this is how it goes. It is how it goes. If you really, really want something, if your soul is really called to do something, you will find a way. You will find a way, I can tell you. So, fast forward, that was my journey. As I said, we're still at the point, know what you want, right? Sometimes it takes a while. If you don't know exactly what you want to do, I can help you find that out as well. Like, if you don't know what you do, if you have many ideas and you don't know where to start, maybe you have no idea, or maybe you already have an idea, but you are afraid or you're unsure and you need confirmation and reassurance and a little bit of the inner work, right? Because that's what it's about. If you need that, again, come and join me in the next round of the Dream Builder program that I'm offering. Okay. So, number one, know what you want. You got to be crystal clear on what it is that you want in every area of your life, because only that crystal clarity can help you attract it, be it, become it, walk that path. Right? That's how I see it. Know what you want, and that let's get even deeper into the details. Decide, number two, decide for it. Decide that this is what you want and it's going to happen. I don't know exactly how, but it's going to happen. I will make it happen. The universe will help me make it happen. And this is what I'm going for. And I am not going to be swayed. I am not going to be swayed. So, again, I want to tell you another story on this one. A decision is such a profound thing. And I really want to tell you because sometimes the words, right? You're probably hearing so much blah, 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 blah here on YouTube and everywhere. But let me tell you, the decision. To be like, this is my standard. This is what I want. This is what I'm going for. And I'm not going to be swayed. I'm not going to be distracted. I am not going to let somebody else or myself or my inner self, like my inner critique, my inner fear, right? I'm not going to let nobody, not even myself, not the part of me, which is the brain. The brain will help. Like the brain always wants us to stay safe. That is it. Some like in the current days, I've just been thinking about it. The mind, the brain, is the soul's biggest saboteur. If you don't learn how to retrain your brain to work in alignment with your soul, that's it. Like what I just said is just so profound. I just want to let you know. Okay. So you're the soul and you want to express your soul. And the brain, if the brain is not rewired, because that's what transformation is all about, when you create a mindset that is in alignment with what your soul desires and not against you, because the mind from years and decades and hundreds and thousands and millions of years of evolution of the human species. This is what our brain was designed for, to keep us safe. But if you have a dream, you have to train your brain to think differently. That's the whole concept of mindset, right? It's not only mindset, but it's one part of it. Your soul, your energy, and your brain works in alignment. This is also what's his name? Einstein. Yeah, Einstein said it, that the brain, or what is it? I don't know who exactly said it, but the brain can either be our master or our slave. And this already indicates who is the our, who is the you? You are the soul, right? And the brain can either be your master, so the brain keeps the soul hostage, or the brain can be your slave. You are the soul, you are the energy, and you make your brain work for you. That's what we're going to do. Okay, so what I want to say here again, it's about the decision. And making a decision, I heard that before as well with what is it? With married couples, right? Love or marriage is a decision each and every day because it's not always going to be easy. It's going to be turbulent, it's going to be wild, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be challenging, right? And that is something that I notice in many people. And of course, also in me, like it's not only about other people, like I'm a human being too. So many people are afraid of commitment because commitment means in good or bad times. But if you are not committed to the thing, you will abandon the thing. The next thing that happens, you will just leave and go, right? And that's the same thing with your business. It's the same thing with your marriage and your relationships. And commitment means through good and bad times, right? So you have to make a decision for whatever it is that you want to do. And you have to decide. That means cutting away every other option, burning other bridges. Burning other bridges, because otherwise you will always go back to the familiar. You will always take the easy route out. Isn't it true? It is true. And I can say it myself. I have done it many times, right? So decide for it and go for it, right? There will be distractions. There will be people trying to talk you out of it. You will want to talk yourself out of it. And the number one thing that will keep us stuck is our own fear. And it's not only in our head, but it's going to be a physical thing. Sometimes you're going to have a panic attack. Sometimes you're going to be like, oh my God. And you're going to like, you're literally feel like you're dying. You're literally going to feel like you're dying. So if you don't have support, and I am not only talking for myself, I'm just being honest. I'm a coach. I want you to work with me. If you found this video, right, I believe that I'm here for you. I believe I'm your personal angel and I want to help people. That's my deepest desire. And I know I can. And I also know that if it's not me, this still applies to everybody. So if you are alone on that path, go and find a teacher, go and find a mentor, go and find somebody who's already where you want to be, right? So they can help you go through that terror barrier. So they can soothe you, they can talk you through the process because the process is still going to be like fearing. What is it? It's going to be evoking your fear and not only in your mind. It's not just something, ha, he fear, but you're going to feel it. It's going to feel terrifying. It's called the terror barrier, right? If you have a coach, they, she, me, they're going to help you go through that terror barrier. They're going to help you jump through the hoop of fire, right? They're going to pull you through. Right? It's not going to be comfortable. Sometimes it is exactly this terror barrier is like a new birth into a new life. And you're going to feel like you're dying to the old, but you're going to be birthed to the new. And if you don't, because being birthed to the new, being vulnerable, being incompetent in that new dimension of your life. Many times, again, if you don't have that anchor to the front, to the future, with a coach, with a mentor, with somebody who's supporting you, you will revert back to the old. You will go back to the familiar. There's a pull to the familiar. There's a pull to the familiar. It's like gravity. It's going to pull you back. So it's important to stay going and to have somebody who helps you keep going. Okay, very important. So that's it. That's already it. I don't want to make it too long today. I just wanted to get that message out for whoever needs it. Number one, Know what you want. Be crystal clear on what it is that you want for your life. Number two, decide for it, meaning cutting away everything that is no longer in alignment, burning all the bridges, right? Burning all the bridges. And don't let yourself be distracted. Don't let yourself be talked out of it, not even by your brain. As we said, your brain can either be your slave master or it can be your servant. Try to dominate your brain. Right? You have to dominate your brain. And you are going to feel, literally feel like you're going to die. If that happens, stay strong and continue to go. And again, as I said, it's very easy to say that. But if you want support, because that's the best way, everyone who is somewhere where you feel like you want to be, they had a coach, they had a mentor, they had a support system. Otherwise, it's not going to work. That's just the truth. That's just the reality. And I am here to serve you. I'm here to help you. And if you feel called, hit me up, write me, send a note under the video. What is it called? The description box or the comments. Just write a comment. What did you take from that video? And let me know in the description down below. You will find my email, you will find my website, and then let's talk because I believe that you have a gift to share with the world and it's your responsibility to say yes. And I'm here to help you. So, with that being said, so much love. I'm sending you so much energy and I'm looking forward to see you, hear from you, and let's get it going. All right, much love. Bye bye.